Moscow claims Kyiv struck nuclear power plant inside Russia. By Breitbart London on August 24, 2025. AP, Russia accused Ukraine Sunday of launching drone attacks that sparked a fire at a nuclear power plant in its western Kursk region overnight, as Ukraine celebrated 34 years since its independence. Russian officials said several power and energy facilities were targeted in the overnight strikes. The fire at the nuclear facility was quickly extinguished with no injuries reported, according to the plant's press service on Telegram. While the attack damaged a transformer, radiation levels remained within normal ranges. The United Nations nuclear watchdog said it was aware of media reports that a transformer at the plants had caught fire due to military activity, but hadn't received independent confirmation. It said its director general, Rafael Mariano Grossi, said that every nuclear facility must be protected at all times. Ukraine did not immediately comment on the alleged attack. Firefighters also responded to a blaze at the port of Ust-Luga in Russia's Leningrad region, home to a major fuel export terminal. The regional governor said approximately 10 Ukrainian drones were shot down, with debris igniting the fire. Russia's defense ministry claimed its air defenses intercepted 95 Ukrainian drones over Russian territory overnight into Sunday. Russia fired 72 drones and decoys, along with a cruise missile, into Ukraine overnight into Sunday, Ukraine's Air Force said. Of these, 48 drones were shot down or jammed. The incidents occurred as Ukraine marked Independence Day, commemorating its 1991 declaration of independence from the Soviet Union. President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered remarks in a video address from Kyiv's Independence Square, emphasizing the nation's resolve. "We are building a Ukraine that will have enough strength and power to live in security and peace," Zelensky said, calling for a just peace. "What our future will be is up to us alone," he said, in a nod to the U.S.-Russia summit in Alaska earlier in August, which many feared would leave Ukrainian and European interests sidelined. "And the world knows this. And the world respects this. It respects Ukraine. It perceives Ukraine as an equal," he said. U.S. Special Envoy Keith Kellogg was in attendance at Independence Day celebrations in Kyiv, during which Zelensky awarded him the Ukrainian Order of Merit, of the First Degree. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney arrived in Kyiv on Sunday morning for meetings with Zelensky. "On this special day, Ukraine's Independence Day, it is especially important for us to feel the support of our friends. And Canada has always stood by our side," wrote Andrei Yermak, Zelensky's chief of staff. Norway announced significant new military aid Sunday, pledging about 7 billion kroner, $695 million, for air defense systems. Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said Norway and Germany are jointly funding two Patriot systems, including missiles, with Norway also helping procure air defense radar. Meanwhile, fighting continued on the front line in eastern Ukraine, where Russia claimed Saturday that its forces had seized two villages in the Donetsk region. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.